It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krims. Nebraska, they would lose a tough one last night at home in overtime to number 13th ranked Purdue, 80-77. Nebraska, they've now lost three out of their past four games after starting undefeated. Another upset last night in the Big Ten as unranked Wisconsin would defeat number 8th ranked Illinois 92-90 in overtime. Also, a top 5 team would go down last night as TCU defeated 5th ranked Iowa State 62-55. Also, in North Carolina, coming off their big win versus Duke on Saturday, the Tar Heels, they would lose on the road to Miami last night 75-66. Couple of top 5 teams that rolled last night. Number 4 Duke beat Pittsburgh 70-54, and number 3 Houston defeated Utah 66-52. Seattle's Super Bowl victory over New England on Sunday night did not break any viewership records. The game averaged 124.9 million viewers across to NBC, Peacock, Telemundo, and others. That is slightly less than the 127.7 million who watched Philadelphia beat Kansas City last year. Also, the halftime show fell just short of records. Halftime averaged 128.2 million viewers, the fourth most watched halftime show ever. New England quarterback Drake May says he does not plan to have any surgical procedures on his throwing shoulder after receiving a pain-relieving injection before the Super Bowl. Despite the long playoff run, May doesn't think he put any extra stress on his arm this season. He believes that an extra hit in the AFC title game likely triggered the soreness that led to the pain injections. Justin Verlander going back to his first major league team, agreeing to a one-year deal, $13 million yesterday with the Detroit Tigers. Verlander, who turns 43 years old next week, looking to rebound from a frustrating year with San Francisco, where he finished with a 4-11 record despite a better-than-league average ERA of 3.85. Verlander's 266 victories are currently tied with Bob Feller for 34th all-time. Also, Verlander's 3,553 career strikeouts are 8th all-time, just behind Don Sutton. Charlie Woods, the son of Tiger Woods, has verbally committed to play golf at Florida State. He'll be a member of the 2027 recruiting class. Woods, currently a junior in high school in Palm Beach, Florida, skyrocketed to 21st in the Junior Golf Association rankings after winning a 54-hole event last May. Just four games in the NBA last night, the Spurs would beat the Lakers 136-108. Lakers played without LeBron James, Luka Doncic, and Austin Reeves. For San Antonio, they won five in a row. Victor Wembanyama scored 37 points in the first half, finished with 40 points and 12 rebounds in just 27 minutes, as he was 12 of 17 from the field. He only played 8 minutes in the second half. Indiana Pacers beat the New York Knicks in overtime, 137-134. Pascal Siakam had 30 points for Indiana. The Pacers scored the first 9 points of overtime, and they overcame a New York rally at the end of regulation over the final 24 seconds, in which they scored 8 points in just 20 seconds. Jalen Brunson with 40 last night for New York, while Josh Hart had a triple-double, 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 11 assists. Elsewhere last night, Phoenix beat Dallas 120-111. Mavericks have lost 8 in a row, and Kevin Durant had 26 points last night as the Houston Rockets beat the LA Clippers 102-95. And that is your sports here for Wednesday, February 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.